Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, welcome again this week. I got a great show for you planned. As a quick reminder, if you've got questions, and I appreciate the questions you guys have been sending because this allows me to be inspired to give great episodes like this. If you've got questions, whether it be for show topics or even for me personally, because you're wondering, what the heck can I do? Because you're looking for an anti-financial advisor, reach out to me, chris@moneyripples.com. Also, check out the website, www.moneyripples.com, if you'd like to see some really cool stuff. I've got an event coming up this October, last event of the year. So be sure to check that out and look for details, because that's going to be updated here in the next few days. As a quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. As you've heard me say before, if you listen to the show, hey, if you want great returns with making a great impact in people's lives, especially if you want to be able to help and serve people in a way, especially keeping them in their homes, allowing them to refinance and do things like that, check out this company, American Homeowners Preservation. Their website is www.fundingahp.com. That's funding as in American Homeowners Preservation, ahp.com. Today, I want to talk about a topic that was actually kind of inspired by a post that I received or had seen from one of my Facebook friends. And I thought, you know what? I want to address this. And the post was essentially about this. And really, you know, it was about getting to that next level. And in fact, the words he used, like getting pushed or being forced to that next level. Now, I want you to kind of ask yourself, have you ever heard people saying like, hey, I need to push myself to the next level? Have you ever said that maybe? Or I'm grateful that so-and-so pushed me so I could be the person that I am, right? Maybe it's a spouse or a mentor or somebody like that. You know, and this is common language. In fact, if you've ever been in network marketing, you've heard people say, hey, let's push for that next level. Let's push for that next rank, or whatever it might be. I mean, it's everywhere. You got to push. You got to push forward. And this is kind of similar energy to like when I talk about the word hustle, where hustle's a lie as well. Like there's hustle, 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 push, push, push. Everything is about force lately, if you've noticed. It's about working super hard, super long to try to get results. And the hard thing is there's actually people getting results doing this. But I'll tell you from my own experience and from others, right, including people I've coached, people usually push and force way too much. Way too much. And so I totally disagree with that line of thinking. And the real principle behind this, and remember, principles first, strategy second. The real principle behind this is that force or pushing destroys freedom and prosperity. Anytime there's force, freedom and prosperity dies. If you think about it, like whenever the government gets involved and they try to force you through payment of unnecessary taxes, or they try to, you know, even kings and queens of current or past try to force you to comply with certain rules. Now, it's one thing to set a law, right? It's one thing to set rules and laws and have a punishment. But when you're being forced into something, you know, it's one thing to have consequences based on natural, inalienable human rights. But when you're being pushed or forced into something, then freedom and prosperity starts to die. Now, the opposite's true. If you have anarchy, if there's zero accountability, that is also bad, right? Anarchy could be even worse than someone who just lays down the law and forces you into something. But the best countries, the best governments have been those that set laws and then they allow their people freedom to choose, freedom to do what's in their best interest, right? To do what's in their best self-interest, which is why, you know, people will comply with laws. But if you ever notice, when people get forced, prosperity dies. Freedom is gone. And this is basically like a version of slavery. And so when I hear people say they got to force or they got to push or somebody push them, you know, I'll tell you, the greatest mentors, the greatest coaches I've ever known do not force at all. They don't push you. And now they might challenge you. In fact, they'll invite and encourage you, and they'll challenge you, but they will not push you. In network marketing, I see this all the time when people say, I'm pushing for this next rank, you know, and they're pushing my team. Let me ask you something. What happens when you push somebody else? I mean, I invite you lightly, go up to a friend, someone that you wouldn't beat you up, hopefully, or but at least will stand their ground, and I invite you to push them and see what happens. Now, after the initial shock, they might say, whoa, what was that? Now, I'm saying lightly push them, not hard. Now, if you start to push against them, what do you think they're going to start doing? They're going to start digging in their heels, standing ground, and they're going to push back. And I'll tell you, if you're in business and you're trying to push people, whether it be pushing team members, you know, pushing employees, pushing customers, you're trying to do that, they will push back. And the result to you is more work, more pain, and more complaining, because you'd be like, why aren't people complying? Why aren't they moving with me? You know, and I'm telling you that I've seen this from personal experience. Whenever I've done that, whenever I've managed teams or have managed people and I've pushed them, not challenged them, not invited them, especially where it's more involvement, but instead being like, you guys need to make this, and I start giving them ultimatums and things like that, I'll tell you, you get zero productivity from it. Zero. Now, you might get a little bit of activity, but it's so short term, it's almost fleeting. It doesn't even work. But I'm telling you, when you actually get to a place where you stop pushing and you start actually almost inviting, or almost a kind of a pull energy, right? Then things really start to change. By the way, this happens also with investing. Whenever I have clients that try to force results, they try to force to get things to happen sooner, they usually are met with a lot of frustration and pain. Now, I'm not saying they don't get results, because some people, you'll always get results, good or bad, bigger or less. But what I've noticed is that when you try to push, even if you do get those results, they come at a much higher price. And so I invite you to more go in the flow. If you think about basketball, right? Like I know people, whether it be basketball, football, soccer, whatever, you notice that when teams get momentum, they get into this flow, and then it seems like everything works. It could be a player or it could be a team, right? And everything just seems to work, and they get in this zone, right? They get into this place where it seems like nothing can go wrong. Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I was not a very impressive football player, right? I was kind of like the Rudy of my team. I was very small. I was only about 5'3", 125 pounds, and I'm playing with guys that are like 200 pounds, right? And I would get pushed around, knocked around, because at that point, I didn't know I was. I was pretty small and skinny. I was pretty petite, you know. And so I'm playing football, and I remember, like, I had very little confidence. I knew that when I was playing just with friends or whatever, just for fun, I could catch any football thrown at me as a wide receiver, you know, or for the most part, right? I'd obviously drop passes from time to time, but I wouldn't drop them nearly as much as when I was playing with my team, where I felt like I was being judged, or when I was in the game and the game was on the line. I felt that pressure, and so I'd choke under that kind of pressure. And what would happen is, it was interesting. I remember one game, we were not doing well at all against this team, and we rotate wide receivers. Well, you know, usually there's like five or six receivers that rotate. The starter always goes the front and the first down, and then it rotates through us. Well, there'd be times that he would actually butt in. He's like, hey, I'm going in right now. Like, I'm going to get this pass. And so I was just one of those guys. I was like, oh, heck no. Like, get back. You know, like, stand back. My turn. I'm up. I didn't do that. And so because we didn't have a whole lot of extra downs and we were just getting crushed, it got to the end of the game, and myself and one other guy actually didn't make any plays. And by those high school rules, if you don't do that, guess what? You have to start the next game. Our coach was livid. He was so ticked. He's like, what? No, I don't want you guys starting. and so he had to have us start the next game. But all that week, I started thinking, hey, I'm a starter. I'm a starter. Hey, I'm actually a starter. And I started to embrace that image, that label of sorts, right? And so when game time came up, I remember we were practicing. The coach, he'd throw any pass at me, I would catch them all. All of them. Now, normally I would catch some but miss others. He was just like, wow, check this out. This guy's on fire. He's in the zone. He started throwing things at my feet just for fun. And I would catch that even. I would catch shoestring passes. And it was pretty cool. And for like one day, just one day before I understood a lot of these things, how it works mentally, that mental game, for one day I was awesome. And that was what that flow is. Like, all of a sudden you're in that flow, you're in that zone, you got that focus. It's almost like things go into slow motion and things get easier. So rather than pushing and try to go in fast forward, you actually want to kind of slow down, relax a little bit, and go into this nice little groove. Now, remember, I'm not saying don't take action. In fact, I'm all about action. But there's different kinds of action. You know, the make it happen people, a lot of times make it happen are all about activity. Like when I was a financial advisor, the team that I worked with, they would always say that their mantra was activity solves all problems, ASAP, right? So they just say, hey, just activity, just be doing activity, be always be doing. The problem with that is that doing doesn't mean you actually get results. And I've done other shows about productivity. I'm taking this direction because really it wasn't just the activity, that just trying to do any activity. It was the fact that I was trying to force activity. And what was huge for me was all of a sudden I got in a car accident in 2005, end of 2005, December, wintertime. There was no snow on the ground, but it was cold. And I'm driving back. I'm going from my stock coaching, you know, office that I was working at to my financial advising office. I was doing both. And I was driving back. It was rush hour. I knew I was kind of running a little bit behind. I was trying to call up a stock coaching client that time. And then I remember looking at my gauges, you know, just to make sure I wasn't speeding, which we weren't. It was rush hour. I should have known that. I look up and all of a sudden I see brake lights on this downhill area. Like I come over the crest of the hill and there's a bunch of brake lights. Everybody stopped. So I slam on my brakes. Crash right in the back of a car, which also crashed in the back of another car, creating a 3-car pileup. And I thought, oh, this is great. And of course the cop came and said, well, you hit them in the rear. You know, even though you only hit them about 5 miles an hour, didn't do much damage, I still have to ticket you. So not only do I have an insurance issue, I now have a ticket issue, right? And so I'm sick to my stomach. I already missed the one training meeting I was supposed to attend. I missed that. The other training had just started. I just said, you know what? I'm sitting in my office and I had to reconsider my life. I realized I was running back and forth all over the place, trying to be busy, trying to be active, you know, trying to do those activities to solve all my problems. And I realized I was just creating a rat race of a life. And so at that moment I said, I'm making new rules. You know what? No longer am I going to do this. I'm at this point, one, if people are going to come see me, they're going to come to my office because I'm tired of driving back and forth, risking my life, possibly not coming home with my family because of this. Two, I'm going to stop calling people just because I'm trying to get a sale, where some people at times I call people weekly following up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call the ones I feel impressed. I'm going to actually be a friend. I'm actually going to be friend first and foremost with some of these people because they were friends. And you know what? Business comes second. And third, I'm going to work the hours I want to work. And you know what? When work hours are over, I go home. So I do a good day's work and then I go home. I don't sit there twiddling my thumbs wondering if I've done enough, right? And that was it. And so I made those new rules up. And so when I call people, I actually wouldn't even try to, a lot of times I just call them just out of interest to see how they were doing their life. That was it. And what's amazing is as I start to hang up the phone, they say, wait, Chris, hey, do you still do this with investments or insurances or mortgages or whatever? Yeah, I do. Oh, we need to talk. Now I'm thinking, of course, when I said, yeah, I do, I'm thinking, wait, hold on. I've called you weekly for the last 3 months up until recently. You would think, and I'm telling them why I'm calling, like, hey, give me a call back. I want to, you know, chat about this. I know you're interested in this or that. Yeah, they knew. You'd think they would know, right? But they were ignoring those messages. But all of a sudden, when I also came from a place where I wasn't pushing it, I was trying to push the business. And I know, even though as good of a guy as I was, a nice guy, there was a push energy behind what I was doing. Even my networking, I was pushing, trying to get people into my office and get them to meet with me. But instead, it was different because now it was like I was more open. I was in this different level of flow. In fact, this is now it's more refined. I'll tell you, like, those people, not only did they come in my office, but they actually would do business with me. Where before I felt like I had to convince them, now I didn't. By the way, this is exactly how my business runs today. People invite themselves. I might tell you, hey, you can reach out to me, but I'm telling you, those people, the people that I'm actually intentionally trying to attract, they show up. And I have some of the coolest conversations lately with people where I'm like, yeah, you're exactly the right fit and you're exactly the kind of person I can serve. And then that's what they're hoping to hear. Every once in a while I might say, you know what? You know, I'm not right for you. Just last week I had somebody where they reached out to me and I said, well, you know what? you could probably free up a good, you know, $600 or so a month by doing this strategy here. But other than that, you're pretty much paycheck to paycheck. You got no extra savings, no money, no lines of credit. You're not in a place you can even talk to me, right? At least hire me right now. So at least go work on these things. And then when things get a little bit easier, come back and let's chat. And it was awesome. It was great. And so there's definitely those experiences I have as well. You know, the point is that I don't have to force anything. Like, people come to me, they're attracted to me. And this is true in life. This is true with your family when you're trying to raise kids. I know I've got 8 of them. Trying to force them and make them do something or make sure they do something doesn't work. In fact, you just get pushback from them and you just work way harder as a parent. This works in family. This works in health. When you try to force results with your health, that doesn't work either. In fact, you get more frustrated than you give up. And right before you actually see any good results, this is what happens in business. It happens with money and investing. This happens everywhere. And so the best thing you could possibly do is stop pushing, stop trying to push everything in your life, because it will only push you back and make you work harder to try to get results. Instead, focus on progress and flow. Focus on just moving forward, taking those nice next steps. Sometimes you have to slow down your mind a little bit, relax, see what's around you, see the better path, and then move forward confidently, knowing that the results will come. Even if you don't know what you can't exactly see them at the time, just know they're going to come. And I promise you, your life will change. I remember I had a person that is a big leader in an essential oils company. This is a client of mine. And she was a mother, and she was working hard, like working every night. Husband was working hard in his job, and she was burning out because she felt like she was ignoring her family. And I remember telling her, I said, hey, what kind of hours could you have instead? Like, what are the hours you could be working? She said, well, 1 to 5. If I can do 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., that would be great. Mornings for my family, and then evenings most nights home, you know, other than maybe an occasional class that she would do. I said, great, stick to that. If your team members call you in the morning, just let them know. You'll call them in the afternoon. You'll call them back in the afternoon. Just stay to that. She did. And what was amazing, over the next few years, they started making 6 figures. And now at this point, they're making multiple 6 figures. Huge, like worldwide team and organization. Her husband was able to quit his job, and now he's working with her. And he's a huge partner in her business. All because she stopped trying to push. She broke the culture that was taught us, pushed that next rank and level, and instead did the opposite and didn't push, but she was moved forward confidently. That's my invite to you guys. Don't push. Start moving forward progressively, relax, move forward with confidence, and watch how amazing the results will happen in all areas of your life. This is Chris Miles signing off. Have a great and prosperous week. We'll see you guys.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.